Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Oh my God, Central Coast. Welcome him back.
Good to be back. Oh, I missed it.
Did you? Yeah.
A little bit. I miss the people that listen to this show every morning as well.
What about me?
Yeah, and I miss you.
Oh, yeah, good.
I missed Gia giving me attitude in the morning. I missed that. Walked in and no welcome back or anything. Just actually, the first thing I said to Gia, though, was, where's Alpha Bucks at 6 o'clock? What happened to Alpha Bucks?
Yeah, well.
It's gone. I go away for one week and
we
Alpha
can
Bucks.
We can talk to Boss Yammo about that one.
So what, we're just doing Alpha Bucks after 8 o'clock now?
Yes.
No more Alpha Bucks after 6.
Well, okay, we interesting. Shall see. We
interesting.
Shall see.
I had about an hour of sleep last night, Ash, and I had to call the police last night. First time I think I've ever called the police.
Like, real scary situation?
Bit of a hectic situation. I think any situation where you call the police is a hectic situation.
Ooh, I need to hear about this.
Before 6:30 this morning, I'll tell you what went down with that. Home invader.
What?
For
oh my
real.
God, I'm scared. I feel sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not hamming, mate. I'm not hamming this up. I'm telling you, I had an hour's sleep.
Oh, stop. Tell me later.
We'll get to it very soon before 6:30 this morning. So I'm running on a high. I'm running on an adrenaline buzz. school holidays still cranking on the coast.
Can you even believe it? If you've got any kind of guts, you'll go and try and navigate Erin Affair.
I tried that the other day.
That is something else, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamie had to get her ears pierced for the wedding coming up in a few weeks.
She's never had her ears pierced?
No, she had to get them redone because they fold
close
over or something?
Fold over. They close
yeah,
over.
Yeah, they fold over. Weird. And she says, oh, let's go to Erin Affair. I said, no, no, it's school holidays. I don't want to mess with that. She goes, it'll only take a sec. Took us 30 minutes to find a car park.
Oh, some guy tried to nab mine yesterday.
Oh, that's warm material, that is.
And then I thought to myself, calm down, Paul.
just relax it. I'm on all the billboards around here. Yeah. I can't forget that yelling at people. School holiday hookup, though. Let's go 13, 12, 16 right now, just straight out of 6 o'clock. Treetop Adventure Park Pass.
Sick.
If you want that, 13, 12, 16, just for listening to us nice and early this morning. Trending now coming up for you next, all the big topics of the day you need to get across.
101.3 CFM, trending now.
I am off my head excited at the news that the hugest 90s pop tour we've ever seen is coming to Australia. So let's go party. It's called So Pop.
Yes.
And oh my God, mate, Lou Bega. Remember him?
Yeah, let me just get this ready. So this is Lou Bega, massive one-hit wonder. Is he just going to come out and play this one song?
A little bit of Monica.
Oh!
A little bit of
Erica by my side.
What other songs does he have?
All I need.
A little bit of Rita's all I see.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun.
Oh, you know the name.
A little bit of Jessica.
Oh, I got that one wrong.
A little bit of Jessica, here
there
I am.
Is.
A little bit of you makes me your man.
Aqua, Venga Boys, Blue, Bewitched, Eiffel 65.
Oh, they're all coming.
Oh, my God. Barbie Girl and the blokes from Cheese TV, Ryan Lappin and Jade Gatt, are hosting.
The Cheese TV boys.
Can you even believe
I used to love Cheese TV as a kid. So when's this happening? When's this happening in Sydney?
Sitters is February the 1st, 2019.
Tickets go on sale next week.
Kudos Bank Arena. Oh, get across
Kudos.
It.
Well, they think they're going to sell out Kudos Bank Arena.
Well, mate, I'm going.
Oh, you've got
tickets. I am there.
Oh, I lock it in.
CFM, trending now.
Every 96 seconds, a driver will be distracted by something other than the road ahead. Can you believe it? Australian drivers are distracted for 45% of the time behind the wheel. Oh, my word. That's alarming.
I had a moment the other day. Do you ever do this thing where you're driving? I had Jamie in the car and I went, oh. And she goes, what? And I said, oh, I can't remember the last 5 minutes of
yes.
driving.
Yes.
I said, I was waiting for something to come up on the road and I thought, when's it happening? We already passed it.
Oh.
Driving through a King Cumber. I don't know. I just blacked out.
Honestly, it's really dangerous, isn't it?
What is that? That's just a bizarre
just
thing.
Your...
So what are they saying we need to do?
Well, it's not
just be more
any,
alert.
Well, it's difficult. I think what happens is you need to teach your mind to. It's all about bloody, we're on these phones permanently.
Yep.
And they're just ruining our brain. Our brains are becoming these dead sponges. I think it's all about training your brain now to become more alert. It's also the things that we eat, the sleep that we're getting, or not getting for that matter. But we need to read books too, I think.
Oh, I'm not down with that.
Or just all the newspaper or something. Rather than looking at this screen all the time, it ruins our brains.
What's the difference between reading on a screen and reading a newspaper?
The light.
The light, is it?
The light.
Okay.
It's not natural.
That is trending now for you this morning. Next, I had to call the police last night, 2 a.m. At my place. More on that straight after this.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Called the cops last night.
Yeah, dying to know.
And I don't think I've ever called the police. First time I think I've ever called the police. But I feel like I'm still a little bit shaken from...
Really?
Yeah, so I'm in bed last night. Jamie and I sleep in separate beds because I had to get up early and she didn't. So we're in separate beds and I've got the window open, just a little bit of breeze in. And outside I could hear this rummaging.
What time?
This would have been...
Did it wake you up?
Yeah, it woke me up. The dogs next door were going nuts and I heard the rummaging. I think it was around 1:30 in the morning. I'd say about 1:30. You know who I thought it was? I thought it was someone going through the recycling bins for those people that want to go down and claim the money. Because it's the bin day. Yeah, the bin divers.
Yeah.
The bin chooks. I thought, all right, if you're getting a couple of cans, get them and move on.
Mm.
Like, I'm in my boxes. So I'm not going to get out and tear you off if I don't have to. So I thought that's what was going on. And then I realised that's not the case because I hear this lady kind of, it was a lady, off her head. And she's kind of, I couldn't even make sense of what she was saying, but I laid there a little bit longer and the dogs next door are going nuts. And then the next thing I hear, my next door neighbour's out on her front balcony and she yells out, "Get off my property! You need to drop that and leave. Get off my property. Gaundy, Jamie, get out here now.
What? Oh, my God, I got gooseies. Quick, tell me more.
So I jump out of bed and I put on some pants because I don't want to run out there in my jocks. And I run out and this lady is standing on my neighbour's... We live in like a...
Is your neighbour alone?
She got a partner, but I don't think the partner was there. But she's got two dogs. They go nuts.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to mess with the dogs. And anyway, we turn the lights on and this lady is standing there and she goes, "This is my house.
Whoa.
You get out of my house." And she starts charging up the stairs.
Towards the lady?
Up the stairs of my neighbour's house. She charges up and I said, I'm calling the police. And I said, "I'm calling the police now." And she runs back down the stairs and she runs over to my car and she goes, "This is my car." And I'm like, "Well, it's not. It's my car. It's the Swift.
It's Taylor Swift,
you know. It's Taylor Swift, you know. I've had it, you know, for a while."
Yeah.
Anyway, I call the police and I'm kind of a bit, I don't know.
G'd up.
A little bit G'd up, a little bit shaken and chatting to the police and... it's weird, like it's all a bit of a blur what I said on the phone. I've never really called emergency services, but I'm like, "Yeah, she's got a grey tracksuit on and, yeah, she's charging up the stairs." And I'm kind of intimidated right now. And anyway, I say again, "I've called the police." And she's like, "I don't care. I know where you live. I don't care about the police." And then she runs down the street. And I'm like, great. Minutes later, the police rock up. They're looking around. They can't find anyone. It looks like it's a bit like, not that we made the situation up, but it's like it's all been kind of, put aside kind of thing. Anyway, the police do their checks and I've got to get up in an hour. So I'm thinking, geez, I'm just going to go back to bed. But you go back to bed kind of a bit shaken up, not knowing what to do.
In that situation too, like you wanted to get caught.
Yeah, I wanted to get caught.
Damn it.
And you know
why
what?
Didn't you run after her?
Well, I'm not that kind of guy. I don't know. but you know what? As I was driving to work this morning, because I'm thinking, the cops probably got her. That's great. I'm driving to work this morning. I go down the road. There she is
sitting curbside
just down the road from my house.
Sitting
curbside.
Did you call the cops and go, "Here she is"?
No, I just left her sitting there.
Oh, God, mate.
Well, I don't know.
You got to do a follow-up?
I don't know. Should I have called the police again?
Yes.
I thought she's down there. She'll bother someone else. She's not bothering me. I don't know. She looked pretty defeated. Like she was laying there with her hands in her.
She's probably coming down, isn't she? Yeah. That's semi why I think she needs the cop. She might need to go to rehab, the poor thing.
Oh, I'm just worried now because, like, she knows the street. She knows where I live.
Oh, mate, she was not on the right plan.
Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right there. So she probably won't remember a thing. Anyway, first time I've had to do it.
Oh, heckers.
It was hectic.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Ash, just watching a video I took last night of the home invader I had to call the police on. I forgot I had that video, actually. You can't really see anything in it, but...
You can't see anything, but you can kind of hear what she's saying.
Yeah, she's kind of rummaging around and she's kept saying, it's locked, it's locked.
And then she goes, she's scratching around for a bit and then she goes, oh,
oh,
oh.
Oh. I honestly thought it was someone.
I want to know what she's looking for.
Actually, she did say when we eventually called the cops and everything, she said she was looking for a handbag. She said, I'm looking for my handbag. I said, well, it's not here, darl. So move on, please.
God.
Went back to bed, couldn't get to sleep. Anyway, haven't called the cops in a long time. Hey, after 6:30 this morning, this guy that fell asleep in a nightclub and got locked in there and had to be... rescued the next morning we need to get to and any weird
apparently
places.
This is quite a common occurrence.
Yes.
Nick
well,
Kelly,
yeah,
well, who's been hosting with me, found himself locked in a... where was he locked in? Somewhere here on the coast.
Yeah, I know the details of the story because I was there and I will reveal all after the 6:30 news.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Just after 6:30 for your Tuesday morning, getting some traffic updates through this morning. So this one has just hit our radar. Palmdale, M1 Pacific Motorway, approaching Pacific Highway. One of three southbound lanes closed. Emergency services are attending. Expect delays. So that's around the Palmdale M1 Pacific Motorway this morning, southbound. If you're loving these school holiday hookup prizes this morning, family pass to Hoyt Cinemas in Erina on the show next. We're going to get to this guy that fell asleep in a nightclub, had to be rescued the next day, but strangest place you've fallen asleep on 13, 12, 16. My dad's got a cracker I'll let you know about next. And Nick Kelly, who's been hosting the show for me the last week, found himself locked inside the Gosford Sailing Club overnight. More on that next.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
13, 12, 16. When has falling asleep got you into trouble and weirdest place you've fallen asleep? These stories always generate some great calls.
You know, if it wasn't for people like this, we truly would have nothing to talk about. Like every day we rely on dingbats like this.
On the fools.
To give us some real good content, don't we?
So what's this guy done in a nightclub?
This bloke has fallen asleep in a nightclub toilet and woken up in the morning and found himself locked inside the nightclub. So it's like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And passers-by of this nightclub are hearing bashing on the door.
Let me out. Yeah.
It's in Spain, by the way.
Yep.
So whatever let me out is in Spanish.
Yeah.
So he's banging on these doors and people are like, what's going on? And he's screaming, let me out. Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? So someone calls the cops and finally he's let out of this nightclub. It's called Teatro. Or something.
Yeah.
Embarrassing for that poor guy, but he's fallen asleep in the toilet, which is even more embarrassing.
Yeah, it happens, though. I mean, if you've had a few, you go to the toilet, you sit down for a little rest up and boom, you're waking up at 10 a.m.
I hear about these stories, but I'm somebody that, you know, I'll have a few drinks, but I get to a point where I always know when to stop.
Right.
So I've never been that off my face that I can't remember what's happened. Never in my life. Is that weird?
No, that's great. That's a good
so
thing.
So I know when I'm tipsy.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit more than tipsy, but I don't ever move past that point. I don't know whether that comes down to myself being a control freak.
What about that time you were at Sirens and someone lifted you up like you're on the Titanic and you're like, I'm the king of the world.
Yeah.
So you knew what you were doing then, did you?
100%.
Okay.
And then he put me down and I slapped his face and walked off.
Yeah, and he got booted. He got booted out.
I definitely knew what I was doing.
Hey, well, we mentioned Nick Kelly who was filling in for me. We had our Christmas party and we had it at the Gosford Sailing Club last year. And
but radio folk get really cooked.
Well, I don't
know
if it was a combination of, you know, maybe he was getting up early that day. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, he fell asleep in the toilets there. They locked up shop and he found himself locked inside the Gosford Sailing Club.
But the thing about it is his boyfriend thought that he'd left him.
Yeah.
And his boyfriend was so annoyed.
Yeah, he was walking around Terrigal going, "Where's Nick?" And he went down the beach. We had our big general manager, Ash Mike, walk along the beach going, "Edward, where are you? Where are you?" And he was trying to find Nick. It was an absolute disaster. Ended up booking him a room at Crown Plaza and they got a free room for the night.
What? So, wait. At what point did Nick get out of that toilet?
So Ash booked Ed a room at the Crown Plaza because he had nowhere to stay because he couldn't find Nick. And then when Nick woke up in the morning, he called Ed and found out that, hey, I've got a room at the Crown Plaza.
Oh, it was my God.
It's a little win.
Nick literally slept in that toilet all night.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He got out early hours of the morning.
Shameful.
Early hours of the morning. 13, 12, 16, when falling asleep has got you in trouble and weirdest plays. Kelly at Kingcumber, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, Gordy.
Ah, thanks, Kel.
You need to come out with me if you can't remember night.
Oh, no, Kel. I reckon you'd be a terrible influence.
Drink responsibly.
many years ago, I lived in Korea, in South Korea, and I had a boyfriend that lived in Busan. And we used to finish about 12 o'clock, so I got on a train, and I was intoxicated, yes.
Yep.
Fell asleep, but I ended up back at Camp Casey, which is up near the border of South Korea and North Korea.
Oh, my God.
Close to 6.5 hours later.
Oh!
Three, like, very serious Korean men with guns going, "Why are you on the drain? Why are you..." And I opened my eyes. I was like, "I'm going to die.
Oh, my God,
I'm going to die." Oh, it was. And then I had to get off the train, but I had no, like, idea where I was because I'd never been to this place. And I was... I was crying, and this little old lady, little Ajima, goes, "It okay? You come to my house?" I was like, "What? No."
Oh my God! That is so frightening.
Just trying to get back to Busan.
Busan.
More calls coming through. Thanks for that, Kel. Ripper call this morning. 13, 12, 16. My dad fell asleep standing up in the Red Rooster line.
Standing up?
Yeah, he was standing up waiting for the Red Rooster meal, okay. And he's standing there and he kind of just nodded off and they're like, "Number 68, number 68, and Dad's just there.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Chatting about this bloke in Spain who fell asleep on the dunny in a nightclub.
Not on it, but in the toilet.
Where else would you sleep in there? It'd be in the cubicle, wouldn't it? Sitting on the dunny. Wouldn't it? It'd have to be. It'd have to be. Where else are you going to lay down? Not in front of the urinal, I'll tell you that.
There's an actual picture of him. You know how you can do a Snapchat?
Yes.
And you can write across it?
Yeah.
He goes, "Came in to bus a poo, but accidentally went in the girls' toilets so I can hear."
What?
"Outside, but if I pop out now, I'm going to look mad creepy." So he stayed in there and that's how he fell asleep.
Oh, this story gets even weirder and weirder. Terry, weird places you've fallen asleep, mate. What do you got?
Yeah, I fell asleep in a tree when I was a kid playing hide and seek.
How long were you hidden for, mate?
Actually, quite a while. They searched the neighbourhood for me, couldn't find me.
And you didn't think to come down? You just thought, I'm absolutely killing it at this game, I'm going to take a nap?
Pretty much. I always, to this day, I don't know whether they left me there on purpose or...
I think they...
had a really good hiding spot.
Oh, I reckon they stitched you up, Tezza. They stitched you right up.
Thanks for your call this morning, mate. 13 12 16 is our number if you ever want to get involved in the show. Just after 7 for a Tuesday, it is Gaunty and Ash. Mm. Alpha Bucks after 8 o'clock this morning. Gordon Ramsay sued before 7:30 this morning, or potentially being sued.
He wouldn't care.
Why wouldn't he care?
It's Gordon Ramsay. He doesn't give a beep about beep.
I think Gordon Ramsay's got a bit of a sensitive side.
I like him.
You like
so
him?
So much.
He is very you. He's like the male version of you. You're the female.
Bloody oath he is.
That before 7:30 this morning, Chris Martin having another baby. Dean McCarthy's going to join us with Scoopla.
101.3 CFM Scoopla.
Dean McCarthy, good morning.
G'day, guys. Ash, I recognise that voice. Who is this man on the call? I have not heard from him in weeks and weeks.
I'm back.
Oh.
Back.
I'm back from a week break.
It's the big G-banger.
It felt
himself.
Like a long week. I miss you, Dean. We need to just keep our phone calls going, even on holidays, so I can keep up to date. Hey, Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson. One, I didn't even know they were together, but two, they're having a baby.
Yep.
What the hell is going on here?
Here's the latest 2 seconds ago update. Okay, they are together. They've been together for a year. They're super low-key about their relationship. Headlines everywhere about a baby reveal party yesterday, Katie. The headlines started because a big bunch of blue balloons were seen, then pink balloons were seen. Julie Roberts turned up with presents. Apparently, Dakota's rep, literally 3 minutes ago, released a statement saying that Dakota is not pregnant, and they were throwing a birthday party. So the headlines all around the world have just been shut down.
Dean McCarthy, you even sucked Ash and I in on that one.
We thought it was on the cards.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly, you know Dakota Johnson. Do you know who her parents are?
Melanie Griffith.
Oh, really? Oh,
there you go.
Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson.
Donnie Johnson.
Melanie Griffith. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Mm, hey, do they have an open relationship? Didn't he have an open relationship with Gwyneth Paltrow? Didn't he?
No.
I could swear. Hey, I went to a Coldplay after party. Chris Martin was there and he was sitting in a booth surrounded by ladies, had his arms around a couple of ladies, and I could swear he was still with Gwyneth Paltrow at the time. I should have called you, Dean. I should have called you.
Savage.
No, I'm telling you. I'm just telling you what I saw. This is going back a while now, but he wasn't struggling for attention, put it that way, Chris Martin.
Whoa. I feel like you try and drop that story into conversation as much as I try and drop celebrity stories into conversation.
Yeah, I've told it a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to, it was Elton John's box that we were in at the Coldplay show.
So. Oh, okay. Oh.
Anyway.
Who was that guy I dated that I bring up 17 times a week? Not today, Satan, not today.
Yeah, who is that guy? Forget that guy. Mm-hmm. Hey, what about Ken Jeong on the red carpet? You've got another red carpet chat for us.
Oh, so much fun. You know, the Goosebumps 2 movie has come out, or it's coming out this week, actually. I loved those books growing up. Ken Jeong. Now, you know the name. You may not be able to picture his face. He is the guy from the Hangover movies. He's from Crazy Rich Asians, and he's starring alongside Jack Black in this new film. It's awesome. Check it out. Here we are on the red carpet.
What are we going to love about Goosebumps 2?
What I love about it is, it's directed by my good friend Ari Sandell, who I worked with on The Duff, and it's such a great family movie. When I love working with Ari because he brings out another side that I really enjoy, and it's... I really appreciate, you know, him thinking about me for this role.
Mr. Chow from The Hangover, Goosebumps 2.
Yeah.
I love the Goosebumps books. Okay. There's no bigger advocate than me. I mention them on this show a lot.
I love them too.
Pick Your Own Ending was an absolute genius by those book writers.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't like the first movie. I thought they absolutely wrecked it.
So I can't even remember the books and I never saw the movie.
The first movie I didn't love, so I'm hoping the second movie's good, Dean. Tell me it's good.
It's good. It's good. Really good.
You have to say that because you have to send this audio to the movie reps.
No, I don't have to send it. I do so many interviews, I don't have to send it. It's actually really good. It's really good.
It's really good. All right, I'll take your word for it. Dean, good to chat. Let's do it tomorrow. Thanks, mate.
Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy. Just gone 7:12 at CFM. Gordon Ramsay sued. More on that next.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Gordon Ramsay is being sued for an episode of Kitchen Nightmares.
He's got a lot of TV shows.
He has a lot. Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, 24 Hours of Hell or something like that.
He had a peak.
And other hells.
Gordon Ramsay, like 3-4 years ago, was absolute peak in Australia. He was on almost every time slot at night.
He still is on... like pay TV and things like that. But then also I heard a rumour that he went bankrupt as well.
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
Well, this isn't going to help.
No, this isn't. So he's being sued so the restaurant that he went to was called Oceana Grill, and he's being sued by their parent company, Cajun Conti.
Yeah, right.
First of all, let's talk about those names. Like, you don't want to eat anywhere that's called Cajun Conti.
I don't mind the Conti. I don't mind a bit of Conti.
What is Conti?
I don't mind it. Every now and then, Conti? I tuck into a bit of Conti deliciousness.
You don't even know what that is.
I know what Conti is. Don't worry, Ash. This is his review of the place, is it not? No, it's not his exact review, but these are the kind of reviews.
This is the kind of stuff. We're about to play some audio.
Yeah.
About what he says on these particular episodes.
Have a listen to Gordon Ramsay.
Listen. Fuck off. Get out. Idiot.
Fuck off you, you fat, useless sack of Yankee, danky, dude, shot.
He doesn't hold back.
God, that sounds like me talking to Pete.
Do you reckon he's like that with his kids?
No, he's not, because I follow him religiously on social media and he is such a wonderful father.
I told you he had a soft side.
He does.
I told you.
I mean, he puts it on for television, most definitely, but... We always put a bit of salt and pepper on stuff, right, on TV. Like, it's just inevitable.
Especially Gordon Ramsay.
Especially Gordon Ramsay.
This particular lawsuit reads
as follows. During the episode's filming, defendants went to great lengths to over... Defendants are Gordon, etc., and the production crew, went to great lengths to over-dramatise and even fabricate problems with the restaurant in order to increase ratings. The footage intentionally portrayed Oceana and its employees in a patently false and negative light as it depicted the appealing restaurant as an unsuccessful, unsanitary and mismanaged restaurant. So the scene opens basically... with him going through the kitchen and he pulls out a container of prawns or shrimp and sniffs the seafood and starts vomiting. Now, he also, dishes some constructive criticisms to the chef who, like any chef, is not willing to receive any constructive criticisms because all chefs think that...
They know best.
Their beep don't stink.
Yes.
Right? And then he then cuts to a scene where the chef opens a rodent trap to find three dead mice in it. Mouse stew, anyone?
So what, they're saying that they were planted, they weren't actually there? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I don't know particularly about those scenes, but they're saying that the production heightened situations that weren't necessarily honest.
Right, okay.
So in a lot of reality television shows, producers will try and get as much out of their contestants as they possibly can by asking you questions that are difficult to answer, so you end up answering them in a certain way that the producers want you to.
Of course. I hate to break it to this restaurant, Conti, but have they not seen a Gordon Ramsay TV show? When has he ever walked into...
Look, you don't apply to a Gordon Ramsay TV show expecting to come out Trumps.
When has Gordon Ramsay ever walked in and gone, this restaurant is perfect, I'll see you guys next week?
Yeah, I love you, Gordon.
He's just never done that.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Mate, I have to apologise to you. I mean, I've had a week off, I've been in holiday mode. Mm. I get back into work today. Normally I'm hitting those posts, with the radio game. Normally I'll finish talking and the lyrics will
Who cares?
The lyrics will just start smooth.
Don't worry. Who cares?
You know what I mean? Normally I stop
Shut
and Jonas
up.
Blue
oh,
just
you're
starts.
A freak. No one knows what you're talking about.
Do you want to play the audio from going into that song?
Oh, my God.
Did you feel the awkwardness or was that just me? Let me just play the audio. Even LeBron James.
Set it up so everybody knows what you're talking about.
Even LeBron James is off a couple of games or two, you know what I mean? So when he comes back from holiday. Well, normally you talk and then you finish talking and the lyrics start, but I missed it and I feel like I let you down.
It sounds like you're forgetting who we are.
Is that okay? You're saying I don't remember our names in this.
But you're trying to think of something to fill the gap, but instead you're trying. I thought it sounded. Anyway,
well,
play
this
the audio.
Into the song, yeah. Jonas Blue, Jack and Jack, 7:25 at CFM with. Gordy and Ash. Never got this beer here, you know? I should have said Alpha Bucks after 8.
Yeah, but...
At CFM.
It literally sounds like you don't know who we are.
It's been a week off and I've completely forgotten our names.
Good excuse, whatever.
But it is good to be back, guys. It's good to be back.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Now, I don't appreciate you accusing me of having ridiculous rules for my boyfriend.
Well, I'm going to go through some of these, and I think you're going to agree with some of these. So some guy trades in his car, and the person that buys the car finds this note inside the car and posts it on Twitter, and it's gone viral, and it's a 22-point checklist of what this poor bloke can and can't do, or what he must stick by. And as I'm reading through some of these, I'm thinking, yep, Ash would agree with that. Ash would agree with that. So here's a couple of them making the list. Number one on the list, you are not to look at a single girl. Tell me you haven't said that to Pete. You are not to look at a single girl on this
I
list.
I haven't said it in that way.
You just insinuate.
I said, if you dare look at a single girl.
Number two on the list, if a girl comes up to you in any place or any time, you have to walk away.
Oh, mate, you think I'm a psycho? I'm definitely not, because you know what? This chick obviously has trust issues.
You think so?
I don't. I know Pete wouldn't stare at a single girl.
That's what you think, mate. When you're doing long distance, when you're here on the coast, he's in Melbourne.
Oh, stop it.
He's checking them all out. Hey, if you've got a list or you're
buying
these.
I know he follows Boss Birds on Instagram.
Boss Birds.
And that makes me furious.
Interesting. You've got access to his account. That's how you know.
No, I've seen him looking at them.
Oh, he's been caught.
Yeah.
If you've got a list, I'd love to hear from you. If you agree with any of these on the list or disagree, 13, 12, 16.
Give me some more that you reckon than I do.
Okay. Some more on this list. It says, you are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever again.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd never... Mate, come on.
I knew you'd be into this list. You are not allowed to drink unless I'm with you. You are. I'm allowed to do a phone check whenever I please.
Oh,
she's allowed to just...
This chick's she's nuts.
Open the phone whenever she wants. If we move in, there are never to be any other girls at the house ever. If we... If we ever move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed over. If I catch you around girls, I kill you. That's what's on the list.
This has got to be a joke.
No, this is what was found. You are not to ditch me for your friends. And I highlighted a couple down the bottom here. We are to go on a legit date once every 2 weeks at least. If I jump, you say how high. If I say jump, sorry, you say how high. You're to be sure to tell me you love me at least once a day so I know you're not messing around. And you are never to take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
Oh, this chick is nuts.
You're also, last one I'll read, you are not to ask for naughty naughty. Never to ask for it.
Oh, my God, serious.
And if I look at the initials at the bottom of this note, AP.
Shut up.
4P. What do you think of that list, mate? What do you think? I don't know anyone that's got a relationship list, surely.
I'm telling you, she's nuts.
She's a bit crazy?
Yeah.
And you're not?
No.
Stop it.
I'm definitely not.
Of the 22 on that list, how many do you agree with?
21.
My point.
I do not.
Proven.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I want to run this by you, and because next week we're off to the Radio Awards.
Yes, you're nominated. Australian Commercial Radio Awards.
You're nominated for...
Best Newcomer.
Best Newcomer.
I know.
I'm nominated for Best All-Round Radio Legend.
Come on. No.
Just something on air kind of award. Anyway.
You were awarded for dropping an iPhone off a crane.
Now, there's that, and also Best On-Air Person. Anyway, doesn't matter. Next week, we're off to the awards, and normally I have someone come around to my house and look after Patch. I have just someone that comes and hangs out, looks after him. Yeah, kind of house sits for a couple of nights, and struggling to find anyone this time around. Everyone's busy, got stuff on. And I was chatting to a friend over the weekend, and she said, why don't you book him into a pet resort? And I said, oh, tell me about the pet resort. What goes on? She goes, it's amazing. The dogs, they get their own private room with a little TV.
A TV?
Yeah, they get to swim in a pool. They've got a pool. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I've been looking it up. Pet resorts. I think there's one in Terrigal. If anyone's done these, 13, 12, 16, it sounds very fancy for a dog. I mean, I love Patch, and he lives the life of luxury, but I don't know, should I book him into a pet resort? He won't want to come home. Is it a swimming pool and everything there?
I think you should do it because Patch is an unsocialised dog. He's a weirdo.
No, he's not. He's not a weirdo.
He only socialises with you and Jamie.
With certain dogs, he gets along. He doesn't like male dogs that try to dominate him.
Yeah, well, that's what he doesn't like. Clearly, he's got issues.
Well, I think all blokes are a bit like that. But yeah, so swimming pool, they go on lagoon walks, they get quality attention, they get boredom buster toys, they get it all at this thing.
There's also a pet taxi.
What?
Yeah.
What's a pet taxi?
The dogs get picked up. So he can get picked up.
Oh, so they come to my house and pick him up. Mm. This is too good to be true. Mm.
My parents used to send my dog, who has passed away, her name was Jezebel. She used to go to pet resorts back in the day when we'd go on family holidays. But now the dogs that mum and dad have, so Jezebel was a rescue dog. She was a cross between a Rottweiler and a Bull Terrier. And the dogs that mum and dad have now, Chester and Claude.
Chester and Claude. I love it.
Yeah, Chester and Claude.
Yes. Tell me about Chester and Claude.
Well, Chester and Claude are regal boys. They're boys and they're labradoodles. So they're very, very important.
Right.
And my mother will not send them to even a pet resort because they're far too important.
Really?
Yes.
Too good for a pet resort.
Too good for a pet resort.
So what do they do when they go away?
We have to have family members that either stay at the house.
Yes.
Or Chester and Claude go and stay at my sister's house.
And do Chester and Claude sleep in the bed while the friends sleep on the couch?
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I've just been messaged by a lovely lady.
Somebody who works at the pet resort.
Yeah, Kana Lee, by the look of it. Hi, Gaundy. I work at pet resorts in Terrigal. It's amazing. Patch would love it. I'm going to book him in, mate. He's staying luxury at Terrigal Resorts. I'm doing it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, 13, 12, 16 right
I
now.
I want to know what their premium breakfast daily is. I'm looking at the packages here.
Yes.
Soothing music for relaxation. God.
You know when I used to leave Patch at home?
I'm deceased
during
at this.
The day, I'd put on our radio show podcast so he could hear my voice at home.
In room dining with fresh water.
Oh, yes. Sign him up.
Unlimited TLC and human interaction. That's the package that you want. That's the presidential social package.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting Patch presidential. Don't worry about that. He'll come home and he won't even want to be there.
I hope they wash him.
Yeah, they will. Hey, Alpha Bucks is next, 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to play.
Harvey Norman, quiet at home in every room of the house. CFM. Alpha Bucks, come on,
let me show you what it's all about. Kayla is a Gorokan this morning, keen to get her hands on $1,000. Morning, Kayla.
Hello.
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 I'm Gorsh. How are you?
Great.
Great, Kayla. Kayla, your letter this morning for your chance to win $1,000 is J.
J, okay.
J. Get them all right. You get $1,000. If you don't get the $1,000, you get a random prize we have for you. Good luck.
All right, let's just get stuck into this, Kayla. Question number one. Name a month.
January.
A dog breed.
Pass.
A playing card.
Jack.
A movie.
Gimondi.
A verb.
Pass.
Something a clown does.
Camp.
A type of tree.
Jacaranda.
A planet.
Jupiter.
A muscle.
Pass.
An animal.
Oh, pass.
Oh, that was... You were very good.
Passed on a few. Passed on a few.
Only passed on four. That's not too bad.
So a dog breed, we would have accepted Jack Russell.
True.
A verb, we would have accepted jump or jog. And a muscle, jaw, jugular, joint. So you miss out on the $1,000, but you still get the family pass to Erin Ice Arena for the school holidays.
Awesome.
Enjoy that. You can take the family. It's not quite $1,000, but it's still a great place to go. And you can take the family. Erina Ice Arena, these school holidays. Check them out. ErinaIceArena.com.au. It is the place to be. What are you looking up there, Ash?
Muscles starting with J.
Is there a few? I just gave out three.
I'm just trying to, you know, like this sort of stuff makes me want to learn more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you don't have to know what I mean.
Learn real good and stuff.
Yeah.
Alpha Bucks, we play again 8 a.m. tomorrow. Meghan Markle's sister.
Isn't she's an embarrassing thing, this one.
Isn't she a piece of work?
Oh, she's a piece of work.
More on her next.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Samantha Markle.
Yes.
Meghan Markle's... Well, I would say that she's estranged, wouldn't you? Because Meghan, like, literally had nothing to do with this woman for 10 years.
Not even a full sister.
She's half.
Yeah, half sister.
Yeah.
And she just won't go away.
I don't think that means anything particularly because I have a half brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm close to them. Like, that doesn't.
On whose side? Jeff or your mum's
side? Dad, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I don't think that means anything, but the fact that they haven't spoken for a good 10 years, you know, even before she got together with Prince Harry.
Yeah.
And now Samantha just wants, you know,
she
can sniff a bit of corn. She's come a knocking.
She's come a knocking.
She has literally jumped on a plane from the States and has rocked up at Kensington Palace, literally in the hope of having a face-to-face with Meghan.
Well, Meghan's probably not answering the calls. So, of course, the rational thing to do is get on a plane.
To be honest, I don't think that Samantha even has her number.
Right. So, of course, the rational thing is get on a plane, go to Buckingham Palace.
And be they'll I'm Samantha Markle.
Well, come on in. She'd love to see you.
This is, I mean, it's so embarrassing. Yeah. So, Samantha Markle, she's 53 years old. She changed her last name too, to Markle.
Back to Markle.
Wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah. She changed it back to Markle. Well,
So anyway, so she's rocked up at the gates of Kensington Palace and she's been met by the guards.
And they're a good time. The guards are a great time. Yeah, they're really friendly.
There are lots of pictures. So she's in a wheelchair and she's being pushed by some bloke. I don't know who it is.
Yep.
And she has been asked to leave because she's not allowed in. And the police look like, the police guards are looking very polite. They've sort of got their hands behind their backs. I'd assume that they'd be saying, good morning. And how are you this morning? How can I help you this morning?
These are the stony face ones, aren't they?
The ones with the big hats.
Oh, I thought they were the ones that can't move and they just sort of stand there.
No, that's at Buckingham Palace. This is Kensington.
Right, okay.
Different.
Right. Got my palaces mixed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, you're obviously not a royalist like I am, exactly. Are you, darling? No. Anyway, so this policeman's sort of greeting them politely. They were turned away.
Yeah.
Now
they've been booted.
They've been booted. Yeah. But the thing is, Samantha wrote a letter and gave it to one of the policemen to give to Meghan. I mean, what are the chances that this letter's actually going to be handed on?
Is there anything in that article about what's in the letter?
No. No.
Okay.
But
I'd be
anyway,
interested to hear what's in that letter.
So she was shooed away and then there are some images in this article and she's looking really dejected, like down and out.
Just flat.
Slumped sort of over herself, flat. And then she's making her way down the pathway in London and comes to a little stand just near Kensington Palace. And it's a souvenir stand with... You know the little faces that you can buy of Meghan and Harry?
Yeah.
Well, she's bought some of those.
Oh, come on.
She's bought some of them.
What is she doing?
Yeah, she's mad.
Oh, she's lost
She's off her head, this woman. She's got no idea.
I should get that free. That's my sister.
So she's wasted how much money getting from the States to the UK to try and see her sister?
Nice souvenir cup of her sister, though, that she gets to keep from her trip.
Oh, my God.
We were chatting off air, though, because she's been booted from the palace. Yeah. And we were talking about everyone's got that great story where they've been booted from somewhere, you know, where you've rocked up somewhere, you thought you were sweet, and then just boom, you've been booted from there.
What I find really...
13, 12, 16, by the way.
13, 12, 16, if you've been booted.
Yeah.
But you know the lineup to get into Mumbo Jumbo's on like a Friday or Saturday night is spewing down those stairs and out the
popular,
door?
Popular joint.
Yeah, well, you know, we work with them occasionally and I've always been like, oh, I could just be like, hey, I'm Ash Pollard.
Oh, don't
but
ever
I would,
say
no,
those
I wouldn't,
words,
I wouldn't.
Ash, oh, my God.
Because then you've got to walk up the stairs like an absolute flog past everybody that's been standing there for 10 hours. I just wouldn't do it.
Everyone, part ways. Queen Pollard is in the Mumbo Jumbo's building.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Meghan Markle's sister, who rocked up to Kensington Palace, tried to see her sister.
Oh, it's just awkward. Being booted or not let in somewhere is tremendously awkward.
It does hurt, doesn't it? I went to the birdcage at the races in Melbourne, and that's kind of like the fancy area. And I worked
at the birdcage is very exclusive.
Very exclusive. I didn't know how exclusive it was. And I worked at a radio station, and someone gave me birdcage tickets. All week I was getting around going, huh, you guys going to the races this week? I've got birdcage tickets. Mm. I'll see you there. And then I didn't know when you rock up to the birdcage, you also need to get your name on all the marquees.
Yeah, so the birdcage is like a big area in itself, and inside that area are all the marquees.
Yeah.
But because you have a birdcage ticket doesn't mean you can get into the marquees. You've got to have an additional invitation for the marquees inside the birdcage.
I didn't have, and I've rocked up with a group and they've gone, yep, you're good, Daniel Gorn. No, sorry, you're not on the list.
It's so awkward.
I just walked around the birdcage alone and sad.
Looking at everybody else in the marquees having fun.
Having a great time. So they booted me from there. You know how you're ditching my wedding for the birdcage this year at the Melbourne
Races? I didn't say I was ditching it for the birdcage.
You know how you got an invite to a marquee and now you can't come to the wedding? Boss Yammo called me on holidays.
He called you?
Can't come to the wedding.
You're kidding me.
Boss Yammo committed to the wedding and then backflipped on me.
You're kidding.
People, I'm not kidding, he's not coming to the wedding.
Why? What's his excuse?
People are dropping off like flies, Pollard.
What's his excuse?
He just said too much on at the moment. It's that time of the year, you know, November, December, too busy.
You're kidding me.
So is anyone going to be at my wedding, mate?
Oh, my God.
You know, you throw a couple of invites.
I wouldn't worry about work people. I worry about, like, you know, the people that have...
Yeah. As long as Jamie rocks up, I'm sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Something really rando happened to me over the weekend. It has happened before and it sort of makes me wonder what type of person I am. Went to brekkie at a cafe and I...
Nothing weird at this stage?
Nothing weird.
Just the girl getting brekkie.
Got dressed, put on some jeans and this is over the weekend to Teo and off I went.
Mm.
And I went by myself and had a cup of coffee and acai bowl.
Doesn't matter what you had on the menu.
Shut up. I'm trying to set up the scene.
Doesn't matter.
So I'm sitting down reading the newspaper, eating my acai bowl, then my leg gets a bit itchy. And I'm like, oh, I'll just have a scratch of that. So I scratch my leg sort of just behind the kneecap and I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell? Felt like a massive, massive, humongous lump. And then I realised, oh, my God, there's something in my jeans. So I got up off the table, didn't need to excuse myself because I was eating alone, like I said before.
Solo.
Got up, went to the toilet, pulled my jeans down, and there jammed into one of the legs of my jeans was a G-banger I was wearing the day before.
Just the dirty old G-banger.
This wasn't dirty.
Just a dirt. Well, the day before, I mean, come on.
Well, actually, it was the G-banger that I'd been wearing the night before, but it was fresh because I'd only worn it for 2 hours because I'd just put on that outfit just to go out for dinner.
Of course, you have to clarify that.
Well, mate, for someone that showers about four times a day,
yeah, it
I
was
do
clean.
Have numerous underwear changes.
Yeah.
And so I just yanked the G-banger out of the jeans and then pulled my jeans back up and scrunched it up so tight in my hand and walked out of the bathroom with the G-string in my hand and then jammed it into my purse.
Is it still in there?
Yes.
See, this is how crazy things end up in ladies' purses.
It's still in there.
One day in years
now
to come.
Now it's in the console of my car because when I was getting out of the car this morning, I'm like, what's that still doing in there?
You'll say, Pete, can you grab the keys out of my bag? And he'll go, yep, no worries. What the hell is this? Dirty G-banger doing it here.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
A lot of ladies still messaging the Facebook page for this.
Push it. Push, 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 push. Push it with Pollard.
So Push It With Pollard is still a thing. Let it be said, it's still a thing. However...
The rain's gotten away.
Marge, the rain's are here.
It's getting in the way.
And nobody wants to go for walkies in the rain, do they?
No, and look, it is predicted because it's a Wednesday night thing that this goes down and it is predicted to rain tomorrow again.
So, you know, for all those ladies that want to join in still, jump on jump on the CFM Facebook page.
Yep.
And hit us up because we want you to join us, but we're just trying to work out logistics with this blooming weather because, quite frankly, no one wants to get their hair wet.
I think I've worked it out.
What?
Mother Nature hates exercise as much as the rest of us.
As much as we do.
She's gone, sorry, ladies, it's best to just sit this one out and relax.
It's still happening because it was so much fun when we did it the first couple of times, so I want it to keep going.
Yeah, so push it with Pollard. Hopefully we can push on with it. Maybe not tomorrow with the wet weather, but the following week. So get in touch with us at the CFM Facebook page. That does live on. We just didn't want people to think that it had finished.
Yep.
1 week only special. We will be doing more of those. Over the weekend, I did one of those things on the TV. Have you ever done this thing in your lounge room where you put it on YouTube and you do like a class in front of your TV YouTube?
No.
Yeah, it was the lamest thing I'd ever done.
Oh.
But good to not leave the house.
That's great.
But do you know what I mean?
Plenty of people do that stuff.
Do they do that stuff?
Yeah, they do. Heaps.
Because I felt a bit odd doing it.
I think it's quite common parents, like mums.
Yes.
During the day who are looking after their kids.
It's funny, I thought, who's doing this?
Stuff on?
Yeah, and then that's easy for them to put on. Do you reckon with the Oz Aerobics, the thing that used to be on before Cheese TV, do you remember that?
No.
Oh.
Oh, like the actual aerobics people.
The ladies before Cheese TV used to be on there doing the thing.
Where's that kind of stuff gone?
It's all gone now because YouTube's sort of taken over. Do you reckon anyone got up that early and did?
Absolutely.
And got up and did it with those ladies?
The MILFs would have.
Because for me, I was just a 15-year-old boy waiting for Cheese TV and I thought...
No, you weren't. You were perving on those chicks and those G-banger leotards.
Oh, what's this I've stumbled upon here?
Exactly.
I wonder if anyone went and did that. Hey, we are done for a Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It's great to be back from holidays. It is good to be back.
Speak for yourself, mate. I've been here the whole time.
You've been holding it up.
Holding the fort.
Thank you for that. We will catch you tomorrow here at CFM. The school holiday hookup continues as well. We have a bunch of stuff on our show tomorrow to help you out for the school holidays. And if you missed anything from the show this morning, get it in the catch-up through the CFM app. It helps our downloads and makes us look great. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Bye. Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.